الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله Respected brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى He is our creator. Allah تبارك وتعالى He is the one who has given us everything that we have. A lot of things we think about and most of the things we don't think about. A lot of things we know and most of the things we don't know. And how, my respected brothers, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has brought us to us. About this in Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you start to count the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then you will not be able to count them. We've heard ulama ikram talk about this a lot of times. Each and every one of us, we must have heard this so many times. Ulama ikram, they give good explanations about this. My respected brothers, all the things around us, these are the bounties from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever you have today with you, whatever you had before, and whatever you will have in the future, it is all from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in giving us, in His treasures, there is nothing that has become less. And it's not that now He can't give us either. But my respected brothers, all these bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, these are bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala which are incomplete in dunya. In this world, all these bounties of Allah, they are incomplete. For example, so we can understand, the bounty of sight, it is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We can all see, but behind this world, you can't see. If you put your hands on your eyes, you can't see anymore. So you have the ni'mat of seeing, but it is limited. You can think a lot of things, but if you don't know about something, then you can't think about it. Now, a lot of us will think that, oh, imagination, human beings, we can imagine a lot of things. I'll give you one example. You know the word color? We've been talking about it, we see it all the time. Can you explain to a blind person what color is? Have you ever thought of that? Try and explain to a blind person what red is, or what black is, or white, or any other color. For us to understand color, you had to see it. And then somebody had to tell you this is white or this is black. Otherwise you would not know. So even our brains, even our thought process, everything is very limited. It is incomplete. You know, you get hungry, you have one plate of food and you are full. Some a little bit more, some a little bit less, and they are full. So one ni'mat of Allah is there, but after a little bit of time you are full, and after a little bit of time you get hungry again. You are thirsty, you have a glass of water, a bottle of water, and after an hour or two you become thirsty again. Sometimes the thirst is there, you know, you see one guy, he says, oh, I'm very thirsty, I can drink a whole gallon. And you see the other guy who's sitting right next to him, he doesn't even want a glass of water. All of us, my respected brothers, we have strength, but all of us are different. Some can lift 10 kilos, some 20, some 100, you know, maybe 200. Maybe double your body weight or triple your body weight, but after that what will happen? You can run, but you can't run very fast. All these, my respected brothers, these are bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that you have in your life, that is coming to you, yet it is incomplete. The bounty of happiness, the bounty of sadness, anything you can think about. in all these bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will complete them in the life of hereafter, if they are still there. So for example, when a person gets happiness in Akhirah, see my respected brothers, each and every one of us, we are human beings. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in Quran, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala has given us knowledge, has given us understanding, has given us, but it is very, 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 very less. Our knowledge is based on the feelings that we have, the things that we see, the experiences that we have, what we are told. All of this is what our knowledge is based on. So for example, if I ask you brothers, what is happiness to you? Every single person will give me a different answer. Somebody was happy when they were married. Somebody was happy when they had their first child. Somebody was happy when he met his parents. Everybody's got, and the experience of happiness, you know, everybody did not have the same when they got married. Everybody did not have the same when, so everybody's happiness. But my respected brothers, in Jannah, when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will complete this happiness, then it's not something that we can actually imagine at the moment that how good it will be. We can't imagine how good that happiness will be. And the promise of Allah is that it will not stop there. It will always get better and better and better. We know something at its peak and after that it gets worse. You have the first bite of the chows that we have. First bite you have and you feel very good. Everybody says, oh, very lekha chow. After that, you give him the next plate and the next plate and the guy says, brother, that's enough. In Jannah, my respected brothers, it's not like that. The taste gets better. Any food that you find, have you ever found the taste got better? You know, the first meal that you had of something, you're now still trying to compare this versus that. How is it? Is this better or that's better? But my respected brothers, in Jannah, the taste of every single bite is better than the previous one. We don't know how this will feel. But believing in what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, this is the hard part. Because as human beings, our experiences tell us otherwise. Everything around us tells us otherwise. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a Rasul of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he is telling us, no, this is what it will be like. As human beings, my respected brothers, we tend to like and we tend to listen and then tend to believe. This is how we are. For example, maybe 90% of the brothers have not been to Australia. But if I tell you in Australia this happens, you will believe it. Why? Because I am from Australia. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the Rasul of Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showed him. And now he is coming to tell us. Now it is our turn to believe or not to believe. So my respected brothers, the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us. And these ni'mats Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will complete in the life of hereafter. The good ones in Jannah, and Allah ta'ala give us all opportunity to go and stay there. And my respected brothers, the bad things in Jahannam, Allah ta'ala save us all. You know, we felt sadness. Imagine that sadness never ending. Where on a daily basis, forget about any other punishment, just that sadness, you know. People get depression and we say he's sick now, something's wrong with him. Why? Because one incident in his life made him such, and you know, we came up with a name that, oh, he's depressed now. People in Jahannam, my respected brothers, from the time they go, the sadness that will be there, other than all the other punishments, just the sadness, that it will get worse with time. Think now, just for a moment, the worst time that you were said, you know, whether it was somebody is passing away, whether, I don't know, you know, everybody has different, whatever it was, imagine that getting worse all the time. And when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks about adab of Jahannam in Quran, one of the ulama ikram, he says that Allah ta'ala says, لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, that you taste this punishment. That on a daily basis you will, you know, you will feel it more and more. So my respected brothers, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us so many ni'mats. The good ones Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will complete in Jannah, and the bad ones Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will complete in Jahannam. And there are some things that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will decide that it will not be there anymore. So it will not be there. But my respected brothers, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us all these bounties, all Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did was, Allah ta'ala said, I gave you this. But there is one bounty, one ni'mat of Allah, that when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks about giving us this, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He talks, He says three things about this ni'mat that Allah has given us. In Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has perfected, has completed this ni'mat of deen that Allah has given us, number one. Number two, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made it perfect for you. One is Allah ta'ala says Allah ta'ala has completed it. And second, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made it perfect for you. And the biggest thing is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that I am happy. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. That Allah is happy in giving us this deen. Nothing else, my respected brothers. The wealth that we have, the body that we have, everything that we have, Allah Ta'ala is not happy in giving. Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. But for the deen of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, I am happy in giving it. And my respected brothers and elders, the promise of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is that whoever follows this deen, Allah will become happy with them as well. If you have eyes, not necessarily that Allah is happy with you. If you have wealth, not necessarily that Allah is happy with you. Anything else, if you have a wife, if you have children, if you have whatever ni'mat of Allah you have, if you have this, not necessarily that Allah is happy with you. But if you have deen in your life, then my respected brothers, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is happy with you. And other than this, what you have, what you don't have, doesn't matter. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he made effort on them. And we see throughout their lives that some people had something, some people, you know, Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, he was very rich sahabi. He had lot of wealth. I heard from one of the ulama ikram that when he passed away, then he took his children 8 days or 10 days just to make sure that all the wealth was distributed properly. That's what he had with him. Other sahaba, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he was so, you know, his strength, we hear that in the battle of Khaybar, he used the door of one of the forts as a shield. And after that, when he dropped it, then 40 sahaba couldn't pick it up. If you think about it, if one person can pick up 10 kilos times 40, that's 400 kilos. If you make it times 20, you know, most of us 20 kilos is easy, then that's 800 kilos. Such strength sahaba had. Yet my respected brothers, because of this, they were not, their success is not because of this. end, not only that, my respected brothers, but Sahaba radiallahu anhum, an example of which we cannot understand. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they lived a life of deen so much that in Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has promised, radiallahu anhum wa radwan. This laqab, this title of being radiallahu anhum wa radwan is what we are making effort for. Where the demand of Allah in Quran is, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. And this announcement will not be given to us now in our life, neither in qabr nor in hashar, but this announcement in hadith comes that when the people of Jannah are all in Jannah and the people of Jahannam are all in Jahannam, and then maut will be given, death will be given, death, you know, this ni'mat of Allah which makes a person go from one place to another, then it's finished. Then wherever you are, that's where you are. That time, my respected brothers, the announcement is given. That for all you people in Jannah, now Allah is pleased with you, never to be displeased. So my respected brothers, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they got this khabar from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lifetime. In their lifetime. Can you imagine, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that Umar, when the malaika of the grave, they come to ask questions, then not only will you answer their questions, but you will also ask them questions. He is not passed away yet. He still got another 12 to 15 years, whatever, you know. And this was not like when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. This was before. What effort Sahaba radiallahu anhu made, my respected brothers. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he passed away at the age of almost over 100. Some places 120, some a little bit less. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away when he was 18 years old. Living your life for 100 years knowing that Allah is pleased with you. That's the effort they made. What they gave up, my respected brothers, what they spent for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what sacrifices they did. Each and every one of us, my respected brothers, we have to see what we want to do. Few years with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had nabuwat for 23 years. Not all sahaba were there for 23 years. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was with him for 3 years. 3-4 years. Some of the sahaba who came after the truce of Hudaybiyah, how much time they had with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal radiallahu anhu, you know, we always say, and we, in hadith it comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he will enter into Jannah, you know, we've long hadith about, but the reins of his camel will be held by Bilal radiallahu anhu. So who will enter Jannah first? So my respected brothers, such an effort they did. Each and every one of us, we also have a life that we have. What they manage in few years and what we manage today in so many years of my life. Why, my respected brothers? Because they chose everything to be less than what Allah and His Rasul want. We also have a choice in life. Every day you make choices. From the time you get up in the morning till the time you go to sleep at night. Make hisab. How many of my choices today were the choice that Allah and His Rasul wants me to make? So my respected brothers, the promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is that anybody who brings this deen into their life, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make him successful in dunya and in akhirah. Yes, when you want something, you also have to give up something. This is the rule of the world. You know, you want to have an engineering degree, then you have to give up, you have to study. You have to give up so many years of your life. Sometimes nights and days become one. Anything you look at. You want to do anything, my respected brothers, you have to give up something. Sometimes not only give up, but you have to spend out of your own, so that you can achieve that. The deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what sacrifices Sahaba radiallahu anhu made. Then my respected brothers, they became Sahaba. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said radiallahu anhum wa radwan. We think, my respected brothers, that a few sitting in a few bayans, coming to the masjid once or twice, and inshallah I'll be there. No, my respected brothers. We know in dunya, for things of dunya, we cannot attain without the effort that people are putting in. Yet, my respected brothers, for something that we want success for a life of eternity, a house in Jannah made of gold and silver, for one brick of gold we are making effort for half our life. The house of Jannah, my respected brothers, how much effort we are supposed to make? Each and every one of us, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us time. How much time we have, we don't know. 100 years before today, none of us were here. 99.9% we can say that after the next 100 years, none of us will be here. Your relationships, your things, whatever you want, whatever you have, whatever you had, still not there. After the next 100 years, if anybody is such alive, then you know what happens? He is also making dua, Ya Allah, this is enough. And the people around him also making dua, Ya Allah, please take him. Now this is enough. So my respected brothers, the effort is to bring the deen of Allah in our life. And to bring deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in our life, we have to make effort like Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The importance of deen will only come when we make effort like them. What they gave up, what they did. A lot of times they made effort. You can read Hayat al-Sahaba, read the stories of Sahaba, we go and ask ulama ikram that how much sacrifice. You know, on each Sahabi, ulama ikram have written books on one Sahabi only. How many times, how many books have we read about other things? Go and look at one life of one Sahabi and think how I can become like him. What he gave up, what I should give up. They also had families. See, my respected brothers, one thing we forget is Sahaba were also human beings like us. They also had jazbat. You know, we hear this story all the time that one Sahabi came. He said, Ya Rasulallah, I want to get married. It's not that they did not have jazba. They had. But he didn't have anything. He said, Ya Rasulallah, but I don't have anything. They had jazbat. We read the story of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that his wife came, said, I want to have a sweet dish. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I cannot manage. So she said, don't worry, I'll save up. And after a while, when she saved up, then she came and said, look, this is what I have saved. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, looks like this is something that we got extra. So I should return this. They also had jazbat. The ladies also had jazbat. But my respected brothers, for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it was all put behind. It was all sacrificed. Each and every one of us, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us this chance now. We don't know whether we'll have it tomorrow or not. You know, the people who die in the hospital, they actually go there to be saved. But today the most deaths in the world are in the hospital. Nobody goes to the hospital because I want to die. Everybody goes there so that they can get shifa, so that they can get cured, or so that they can get better. But most of the people die. The people who die in an accident on the road, they don't sit in the car and like, okay, let's go and hit something now and I'll be fine. No. My respected brothers, when death will come, we don't know. It can come at any time. But my respected brothers and elders, how we can make effort like Sahaba radiallahu anhu. See, our names are similar. That time you see Abu Bakr, this time you see Abu Bakr. That time you see Bilal, this time you see Bilal. You can meet a lot of people with the same name. But my respected brothers, there's big difference. So many, we hear that four Tabi'in or Tabi Tabi'in, they went to Indonesia and all Indonesia became Muslim. Today, 400 people go somewhere and they come out and even they lost their deen. Allah Ta'ala forgive. So what is the difference, my respected brothers? One of our Australian satis, he gave a very funny but good example. He said, we all know about cars, right? So he said, if you bring a Toyota and you take the badge out and you put a Ferrari badge on it, then what will happen? People will say, you got a Ferrari, or people will say, you crazy. Nobody will say, you got a Ferrari. Everybody will say, you have a problem. But if you move around with a Ferrari without the badge, what will people say? Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were from inside out, everything genuine. Today the only thing genuine about us is my name. Other than that, there is nothing genuine. So even when people look at us, nobody wants to be like us. Anybody who drives a Ferrari down this driveway, everyone in their heart says, I should be the driver. If not, then at least in the passenger seat. But when the Toyota Corolla comes by, nobody looks at it. You can put a lot of lights on it, make it the very shiny car, but still it's a Corolla. Each and every one of us, my respected brothers, if we want to be like Sahaba, then there are things we should have in our life, so that people also want to become like you. How many of our friends, or how many of our family, or how many of the people who we work with, actually tell us that your life is different, we want to become. Can we go to anyone and say, become like me? Everyone will say, something wrong with you. So my respected brothers, each and every one of us, Allah has given us this chance now. The effort to bring the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this deen of Allah is something that when you bring in your life, you see. The people will come to you and they'll ask you and they want to be like you. But the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, like after Asar, the brother was saying, that our salat and our tilawat and our fasting and our zakat and our hajj, this is not what people see. They see the akhlaq of yours. They see what you do with them, how you talk with them, how you mix with them. And human beings, my respected brothers, very ajeeb creatures of Allah Ta'ala. All of us, we smile. But everyone knows there's a fake smile and there's a genuine smile. When you see somebody fake smile, then you know that I shouldn't be close to this person. But when you see genuine smile, then you want to be close with this person. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, my respected brothers, when they went to people, everything in their heart was genuine. They wanted hidayat for these people. They wanted that these people should also know who Allah and His Rasul is. We can see for ourselves. The qualities that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had, my respected brothers, it is an effort that we have to make to bring these in our lives. We are making effort on a daily basis to get whatever quality you want. But my respected brothers, if we make effort like Sahaba radiallahu anhu made, then the nusrat that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave Sahaba, Allah will also give us. When a person is ready to give everything up for Allah ta'ala, when a person is giving up everything that he wants for what Allah ta'ala wants. And in Hadith Qudsi, my respected brothers, the promise of Allah is that if you do what I want, then I will do what you want. Imagine somebody, you know, the richest man or the most powerful man you know, comes to you and say, you just do what you want, what I want, and I will do what you want. Who will not do what he wants? Allah Ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, Malikul Mulk, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, He has the power of everything. He can protect you without any other protection. Yet my respected brothers, we are not living our life to what Allah and His Rasul wants. See my respected brothers, to live the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we always hear, it is a choice. When you choose this, then my respected brothers, halat will come. You know? People will say something. Sometimes you will think about it, sometimes. Even today, my respected brothers, it is hard for Muslims to live the life of Sunnah. Because we do not accept the fact that it is the best lifestyle. Only when a doctor tells us, or a scientist after years of research says that this is what you should do. But you know what? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this 1400 years ago. So the guy now is very proud of that sunnat amal, yet still not able to do. See, even the, you know, the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a life that we are told to live by, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that every single sunnah that you revive, you will get reward of 1 shaheed or 100 shaheed. Even my respected brothers, you know the actors, they get paid. They do everything. My example I always give is, a lot of older people here, most of us, you've seen Mr. Bean. Most of the people might know, Allah Alam, some people might not have seen, but you know, he was a person in throughout everything. When we were young, I remember all of his, he never said one word. He got paid to keep quiet, so he kept quiet. My respected brothers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Rasul of Allah ta'ala, the Mahbub of Allah, the one for which the whole dunya is created. You know, I'll give you one, Kalguzari. One of our brothers, he spent 4 months and he came back. So when he came back, you know, everybody who goes in Khuruj and come back, lot of jazba, lot of ready to do effort for, you know. So he came back, he didn't tell me this, somebody else told me this, my masjid sati. So his brother and him had an argument. His brother said to him, he said, look, he said, we've got a $10,000 bathroom. You know, all these gadgets and everything. And you are using a bucket. He said, something wrong with you? What's wrong with you? So you know, people spend 4 months, mashallah, iman, Lord, you know. So he said, look. He said, I don't know about you. But the person who I am following, Allah made not $10,000 bathroom, the whole dunya for him. So even this amal, and the brother who was arguing with him, he is the one who told me this. Now he is also on the effort of the And because of this conversation, so my respected brothers, each and every one of us, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us chance. You want to live the life of sunnah, you have to give up something else. You know? It's like when you're fasting, you know, you can't eat. It's not that you have to choose not to eat. You can eat at any time, but you choose not to eat from this time to that time. My respected brothers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us these few moments of life that we have. There's one moment called yesterday that has passed. You cry tears of blood, it will never come back. Today is what, 26th of December? 26th of December, 7 o'clock, will never come back now. 2025. It will never come back. Doesn't matter how much wealth you have, doesn't matter what connection you have, this 7 o'clock will never come back. You can't do anything about it. The only thing that you can do is you can make istighfar. You can ask Allah for forgiveness. That, Ya Allah, the time that I was supposed to spend, how I was supposed to spend, I did not. And then, my respected brothers, there is another stage which is called tomorrow, which are the moments to come. And we don't know what it will bring, you know. Heavy rain, flood, hurricane, lightning, you know. The place will crash down, earthquake, you got no idea. Nobody wants sickness, they get sick, you know. Some guy says, oh, I was walking, now no more power in my leg. What tomorrow will bring, Allah Alam. We don't have control over that, none of us know, we all just hope for the best. My respected brothers, we don't know what it will bring. If you get tomorrow, you are lucky. The most important part of our life is the moment that we live in, which is the now. You know, every single moment that we live in, what we decide to do, what we want to do, what we can do. Now, even now, while sitting in Bayan, everybody in their head, they have something that they're thinking about. What we are thinking about, what we want to do, how we're going to do it, when we're going to do it, with who we're going to do it, you know, so many other things. Yet my respected brothers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He wants from us also. This is what you want to do and this is what I want you to do. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. Dunya is the prison for the mu'mineen. In prison you can't do what you want. Imagine a prisoner, he can do what he wants. You think that's a prisoner? No. My respected brothers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging us to live like a prisoner. And not to anyone else, towards Allah and His Rasul. And on the other hand, again, what lifestyle? Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib aw abiru sabil. Live like a stranger, or live like somebody who's moving. You know, I've come from Australia and I know that I have only 1 week left in South Africa. Now I come to you and I say, brother, I want to buy a house. Then what are you going to tell me? When you go back to your country, then you buy a house. I say, brother, okay, at least let me buy, you know, the piece of land. I say, brother, when you go back to your country, then you buy. Nobody will advise me to buy here. Why? Because everybody knows I'm going to leave. At the end, if I say, no brother, let me at least buy a couch, you're still going to say, don't buy it. Nobody's encouragement is, okay brother, buy one. Why? Because you know, I'm not going to live here. You know? Not just that, but you'll also say, brother, if you want to use a couch, use mine for the next 7 days. Because you don't need it. My respected brothers, each and every one of us, we are traveling in this world. Everything around us is something that we need to live. You know, You can't live without food, you can't live without clothes, you can't live without shelter, you can't live without companionship. This is why Allah made these relationships, my respected brothers. That's why everybody doesn't have all the relationships. Some people have some people don't have some. But then Allah Tabaraka wa Taala is asking us that, look, out of these relationships, now you have to give some qurbani. You have to spend some time away from all of these things. Allah Ta'ala gave us all of those things. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. That don't make it such that this becomes more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul and making effort for His deen. We are to stay with people, my brothers, my sisters, my family. But how can I make it such that Allah and His Rasul is always priority? You can live in your business, but don't make it priority. And my respected brothers, when a person chooses the lifestyle that he wants, then it's not easy after that, you know. Every single businessman, you ask them, you like waking up and going in the morning to your factory? Nobody likes it. But they have to do it. You know why people become doctors or engineers or lawyers or anything? Because the pay is more. Not because they like studying. If tomorrow the people who stay at home get more money than the people who work, who will go to work? Nobody will go to work. And all of this, my respected brothers, so that we can live a good lifestyle, so that we can relax, so that we can eat what we want, we can sleep when we want. But unfortunately today we have become so much slaves to these things that we don't get time to sleep, we don't get time to eat, we don't get time, we don't get time, we don't get time. A person makes effort from the time, you know, from the time our kids are young, we put them in this effort. And then the guy gets old, still doing that. Now they want to move the retirement age even further. You know, one stage it was 50, then it became 55, then 60, then 65. I don't know what the retirement age is here, but my respected brothers, Allah Tabaraka wa Taala has given us chance today. We don't know whether we will have it tomorrow or not. To live the life that Allah wants, to live the life that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants, a lot of sacrifice is needed. Our elders, Allah Tabaraka wa Taala give them jazai khair, they gave so much sacrifice because of which today we have deen. Because of which today we have all the madaris, all the masajid, everything is there. But if we don't make sacrifice, if we don't make deen our priority, then my respected brothers, deen will go very fast from our lives. My teacher used to tell me that in hadith, Shaykhul Hadith has also written this, that Quran will go faster out of your lives than a camel when when it is not tied. And this is not just about Quran, my respected brothers. This is about all of deen. How long it takes for a person to become, you know, Allah Ta'ala forgive, but the whole deen goes out of your lives. Jamaats have been throughout the whole world, different places. So many kalguzaris are there, you go to different places. What happened to their children? One generation, all of deen gone. Sometimes two, if you're lucky, three. Nobody, my respected brothers, I don't want to see my children like this. No one wants to see their children like this. But how much effort am I making that my children don't become like this? Have they also got deen priority in their life? What about the family members in my house? Today the Muslims, my respected brothers, there is no talk about akhirah in the houses of Muslims. In our houses, when was the last time you sat with your family and you talked about Jannah? Ask yourself. When was the last time you actually sat and talked about Jahannam? So that there is some fear in myself, in my family members, that I don't want to go to this place. Allah talks about it so much in Quran, so much about Jannah, so much about Jahannam. When was the last time that I sat and I talked with them about this? Among my friends, as Muslims today, my respected brothers, the talk of Akhirat has left our lives. So how will we make effort for Akhirat? Everybody talks about the houses in this world. Nobody talks about the houses of Jannah. Everybody talks about what they drank in this world. When was the last time you heard somebody say, "Yes, I want to drink the drinks of Jannah"? The reality of Jannah, my respected brothers, no talks about it, so nobody is worried. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu used to say that if Jannah and Jahannam was brought before my eyes, then my iman would not increase on it. That is why they were ready to fast in the daytime and do qiyam at night, because they were making effort for the life of hereafter. Today, my respected brothers, how much of my effort, how much effort am I making so that I can become a person of Akhirah? We are serious about the things of dunya, but we are not serious about the things of Akhirah. It takes, 10 months of targheeb so that I can go for 40 days. But nobody gives me targheeb on a daily basis. I'm going to work. Nobody has given me targheeb. You never asked for targheeb. You never asked for advice. You never asked for dua. You go, every time you ask, "Brother, you ready for 4 months?" He says, "Shaykh, make dua. Allah accept me." Nobody say, "Make dua, I go to work tomorrow." When was the last time you heard somebody say, "Make dua for me to go to work"? Nobody. They make niyat for it. They have decided, they don't care. Rain, hail or shine, I'm there. My respected brothers and elders, this is how serious we are about things of dunya, The wife says, "I got a headache." You say, "Take a Panadol, I'm going to work." And when it comes time for gush, the wife says, "I got a headache." You call Amir Sahib and say, "Sorry, I cannot come. My family is sick." We take hisab of ourselves, my respected brothers. What we give up for what, and what we don't give up for what. And you don't have much time. We hear, in my masjid in Australia, we have a ghusl khana there. So what happens is every day almost for Zuhar, there is janaza. We don't realize, everybody is leaving, my respected brothers. Tomorrow it will be our turn. And whatever you have with you, you will not take with you. Guaranteed. The only thing you are to take with you, we are not making effort. So for this reason, my respected brothers, Allah has given us time. And not only that, but Allah has made us responsible. We are responsible. Me and you, not everybody else. Most of the time people say, "Oh, inshallah, he is ready." No, brothers, I am ready. We don't say, when I say, "Who wants to become a millionaire?" Everybody is sitting there. No, in their hearts, everybody is saying, "Me." Why? Because I want it. How I can also become deendar? How I can also become in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making the effort and sacrifices like Sahaba radiallahu anhu? This Allah has given us, my respected brothers. We have to choose. You have chosen. There is no law in the world that says you have to go to work 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. But everybody is moving. Why? Because everybody else is doing. You ask any businessman why you open at that time. Somebody told you. Written in any law book of any council, there is a time that they have written for shutdown, but nobody has time for opening. And that shutdown rule is for mental health, because otherwise people will go crazy. But my respected brothers and elders, how we can move for the sake of Allah Tabaraka Taala. Today the environment is that everybody is moving for dunya. How we can make the environment that everybody starts to move for deen? This is our responsibility. You see, when was the last time you talked about akhirah? To your family, to your friends. And like Shaykhul Hadis wrote, it is good manners that we talk politely. So akhirat is not in the topic. Allah forgive us. What else? You love your family, you should make effort for being with them together in akhirah. You will leave them tomorrow. So for this reason, my respected brothers, each and every one of us, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity now. You don't know whether you will have this or not later. And according to my intention, according to what I make intention of, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will accept us. So about the intention and the wants of sahaba, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran, رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا أَحَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرُ. Are we also among, you know, Allah ta'ala never just mentioned sahaba. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned that they are men. We also want to be in them. We are also waiting for Allah ta'ala to use us. So for this reason, my respected brothers, our elders say, we take time out of our so-called busy lives, you know, so that we can spend time for the sake of Allah tabarak ta'ala. So who is ready for this, inshallah? Our elders say that in the first opportunity, we go out for 4 months. Everybody is busy, everybody has things to do, but we can take time out. So inshallah, who is ready, my respected brothers? Brothers can give intentions.
This is 4 months better, inshallah. 4 months better.
This is also takaza.
10th of January, inshallah.
See, my respected brothers, there's a lot of kal guzaris. You know, I'm pretty sure brothers have heard this lot of times. There are a lot of places in the world where a lot of brothers are waiting. I was in one place in Jamaat, in one of the islands near Australia, and we were sitting down, and all the brothers, they were listening. So they said that, can you please tell us about Jannah? So I talked with them for around 20 minutes. And after that I said, okay, inshallah, we'll see you. This was late at night. So I said, okay, inshallah, I'll see you in the morning. So in the next room, our whole Jamaat went to sleep. In the morning when we got up for tahajjud, we saw that all these brothers were still awake. So I asked one of them, I said, why are you still awake? I said, Hazrat, how can we sleep? You talked about Jannat and then you go and sleep. He said, we want this. So we are awake all night. So my respected brothers, we have to give some qurbani. It's very easy to listen and very easy. And you know, one of our elders, Allah Ta'ala give him jaza, rahmatullah alayh, he used to say that the biggest thieves in the world, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, is the person who stole in his salat. He said, after that are the brothers in tabligh. Because they don't want to give intention, not because they don't want to give intention, they are scared that if I give intention and Allah accepts, then I have to go. Right or wrong? We don't want to be people who spend 4 months in year, every year in Jamaat. We are scared. Making intention is not hard, but we are scared. If Allah accepts, then what will happen? Then I won't be with my family for 4 months. Then I won't be able to go to the dinners that I go all the time. My respected brothers, this is a choice. You know, Sahaba radiallahu anhu gave all of this up. Now we have deen because of that. How much we give up, then my respected brothers, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will accept us. So who's ready, inshallah?
So first tashkil will be 4 months better,
inshallah. Alhamdulillah, respected brothers, the first tashkil will be 4 months better on the 10th of January, inshallah. The Jamaat is almost ready. Few brothers are ready to complete this Jamaat. Let's start with that, inshallah. Very, very important taqaza. Who's ready to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? 4 months better, inshallah. Who already gave the intention to stand up? Faraz Bhai and everyone, inshallah. Then we'll build up on this Jamaat, inshallah. Allah will give the opportunity to go to remote areas, inshallah. Sometimes certain places where Allah's name wasn't mentioned also. So come, brothers, who's ready, inshallah? 4 months. 10th of December. 10th of January, sorry. Someone can give the names on the behalf. Who's ready? What are the names? What are the names? They're not here, they're making fikr, inshallah. About 4 or 5 already ready. And brothers can give name for also 4 months in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first time in our lives. We never give 4 months before. IPB, inshallah. Who's ready for 4 months IPB? And 4 months foreign, inshallah. Umar. Rehan from Tongat. Muhammad Ibrahim from Tongat, inshallah. Nazir bhai. Zahir, inshallah. Muhammad. From which masjid? Which masjid?
Ethiopia.
Ahmad by Sheikh also, inshallah, from Phoenix, inshallah. 4 months. Suhail from? Inshallah. From which masjid? MashaAllah, Mirren. Come, brothers. And those Jamaat are in Chilla also, we'll make our niyat for our 4 months also, inshallah. All those people that are in Chilla now, make niyat that first available opportunity will go for 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come, brothers. While we're in Jamaat, we're making niyat. The moment Bayan finish, we should give our names. So renew our intention, inshallah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Tongat. Phoenix. From Tongat, eh?
Redford,
MashaAllah. Mullahs. Oh, Ibrahim. Dr. Siddiq Sahib, inshallah. MashaAllah, which area make intention that inshallah will make effort to complete this Jamaat that is going for 4 months on the 10th of January, inshallah. Can make effort, niyat on behalf of our halqa also, inshallah. Which halqa make niyat, inshallah, or which zone, you can say. You got few potentials, you go visit them, we'll tell the brothers already to meet them also, inshallah. Inshallah, South Zone, inshallah. South Zone, there's potential also, inshallah. All those youngsters that are finishing the Chilla, or going to complete the Chilla, make niyat for 4 months also, inshallah. Can make niyat on behalf of our masjid also. Mansoor, inshallah. Inshallah, 4 months. First available opportunity, inshallah. From Isipingo Hills. Next, just a niyat, not a promise, a niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah. Hafiz Sa'ad, inshallah. After studies, inshallah, 4 months. Now we make near for our Chilla Jamaat, inshallah. Who's ready for Chilla? Who's masjid ready from now? Till Ramadan, inshallah. Ramadan Jamaat. Who's ready for Ramadan Jamaat, inshallah? Inshallah, Madrasa Talimuddin, 5 Jamaat, inshallah. 1 to Pakistan, 1 foreign, and 3 local, inshallah. There's potential for more also, inshallah. Less time also, inshallah. Which are the areas, zones can make niyat, inshallah? Inshallah, every zone can make niyat that, inshallah, in Ramadan, from now to Ramadan, our Jamaat will go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Come. The moment we make niyat, inshallah, then the fikr will come. The satis will help us, inshallah. Who's ready to give the name, inshallah? MashaAllah, Phoenix, 1 Jamaat, inshallah. See, the moment you give our name, inshallah, a sincere intention, Allah will make it happen, inshallah. Inshallah, it's also a spring of Halsa also. Inshallah, from which masjid? Effingham, mashallah. That's the spirit, inshallah. From PMB, inshallah. Now, first thing tomorrow morning, we're going to get together. And we say that we made our niyat, now let's make effort in our area, in our zone, in our halqa, inshallah. Come, respected elders and brothers, who's ready, inshallah? The niyat is very powerful. The niyat of a Muslim is very, very powerful. Allah, in fact, Allah rewards us for niyats. If a person make good niyat, Allah rewards you for it. When you do the amal, Allah multiplies accordingly, inshallah. Few minutes, man. Ji. طلب الترغيب مشروع عنده مرض استرات الترغيب
ٹھیک ہے انشاءاللہ برادرز جسٹ لٹل بٹ اف اٹینشن انشاءاللہ الحمدللہ یو نو ون از دیٹ وی آر میکنگ ایفرٹ وی آر لسننگ بٹ واٹ اباؤٹ دا لیڈیز ان آور ہاؤسز سو مچ ٹائم دے اسپینڈ ہاؤ مچ ٹائم دے اسپینڈ ان ڈوئنگ تھنگس فار اس بٹ وی آر ناٹ میکنگ اٹ سو دیٹ دے میک ایفرٹ فار دا لائف آف ہیئر آفٹر آلسو. Today, my respected brothers, the people are growing up with the mindset of dunya because of the mahol in our houses. And the reason for this is there is no talk about deen in our houses. There is talk about deen in the masajid, there is talk about deen in the gatherings that we have. But in our houses, my respected brothers, on a daily basis, like I said, there is no talk about akhirah, there is no talk about jannah. And this is because we don't have taleem in our houses. To read the words of Allah and His Rasul so that an environment is created. One of the elders, he said, you know this, that where the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is done, then those places shine towards the people of the heaven like the stars shine for us. My respected brothers, how much do we want our family members to go to Jannah? For this we have to make this effort. For this we have to sit with them, you know. Ask yourself this question. When was the last time you went and sat with your wife and said that, look, Allah has made me responsible for deen, Allah has made you responsible for deen. How me and you can go and do everything together like we're doing in dunya for our akhirat as well. Ladies have a lot more emotional ability to sacrifice than men. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came back, he didn't give big long dawah to Hazrat Khatija radiallahu anha. But Khatija radiallahu anha straight away gave everything up, whatever she had for him. Today the problem is we don't include our family members. Go home. When you go home, go and sit with your family. Ask them, join me. Let's go in Khuruj. Let's make effort together. One of our brothers, he was always saying that, oh, very difficult for my wife. So one of the ulama ikram said to him, he said, have you ever asked? He said, not really. He said, you know, there's indications here and there. He said, no, go and ask. He went and asked. His wife said, what took you so long? People are not mind readers, you know. You talk to them, you give them targhib, even your children, include them. Sahaba radiallahu anhum did this, so all the children gave sacrifice, all the ladies gave sacrifice. So inshallah, all the brothers ready for this.
Inshallah. So, who made niyat, inshallah, will come Muharram Surah Jamaat in the part of Allah, inshallah. MashaAllah, Hafiz sahab, Dr. sahab,
all the brothers, we make
all inshallah. Muharram Surah Jamaat,
inshallah, we go and we tashkil our family members so that they can also go in the path of Allah.
Inshallah. We'll give few 3 days, a few 10 days, then we'll go in the path of Allah for 40 days. Once we spend 40 days in the path of Allah in Pakistan, then Allah will take us throughout the world, inshallah. So all of us will try to fulfill the kawaif, inshallah. Few 3 days and 10 days, then Allah will take us for a long period, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Just one last tashkil to the brothers. This is... This is one last request to the brothers. Every one of us sitting here, we make intention that from now on, I will spend my life according to how Allah and His Rasul wants. The minimum hijrat required for every single Muslim, min ma'asiyatillah ila ta'atillah. From the disobedience of Allah towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. This is the minimum that is required from us. Everyone ready for this, inshallah? Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
All the brothers give niyat, come on side, inshallah, in the right hand side of the masjid, inshallah. The left hand side of the masjid, inshallah. All the brothers stand up. All those made niyat, inshallah. Whatever little niyat we made, inshallah, left of the masjid, inshallah. MashaAllah. More people gave name. Inshallah, all those brothers give name. Let's go on side, inshallah. Someone can sit with them, inshallah. So make dua, inshallah.
Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.